This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
About that. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-CHO, 855-732-5560. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. If you want to learn more about me and the show, just head up to TheRealSide.com. You can watch live up there. You can. There's a lot to do. And, you know, again, if you want to find out more about the lawsuit between myself, Katie Hill, and maybe even a few others, head over to the website, therealside.com/helpjoe. That's therealside.com/helpjoe. All right. The last hour, I won't say we beat up on, but we did talk a lot about the, what's her name, Dr. Rachel Levine. Now, what I think is really funny is that I went to do a Google, if you would, to find out more about what Dr. Levine said and what Rand Paul said, and you know, just trying to do my due diligence for you, right? And when you hit every one of the lefty, leftist, whatever you want to call it, sites, every one of them was out of control. Dr. Rachel Levine faces transphobia in historic U.S. Senate confirmation hearing. No transphobia going on. Simple, scientific. Now you're phobic. See, they've been doing this for years. Now you're phobic, and we let them get away with it if you disagree. Now you're phobic if you bring scientific fact into the room. It's now a phobia. Right? It's just amazing. And then when you do a search, God forbid, right, you really see Rand Paul rants about transgender health care. These are headlines. Dr. Rachel Levine faces transphobia in the U.S. Senate. Rand Paul tried to derail Rachel Levine's historic appointment. Dr. Levine fends off anti-trans questioning in history. Really? Let's see. Not the Washington Post, so this has to be real, right? Rand Paul questions to Rachel Levine were condemned as transphobic. No, when you hear the questions, which is why I'm going to play the clip for you. This is why the left is trying to squelch Newsmax, Fox News, OAN. That's why they want to. They're trying to kill these, and shows like mine, frankly, and others along the way, because they can't stand being questioned. They don't want to be called out on anything. Now, if I get through this, great. If I can't, we'll play it in the next segment as well. Take a listen, I think. Come on. You know, always love it when it works well the first time around. Come on, you could. Of course not. It never works right the first way. Anyway, it doesn't matter. We'll play it afterward. But the point here is that we've gotten to the point. We've been to the point, but now it's like in your face. They're very much in your face with this stuff. All right? You cannot ask. You cannot even presume to act stupid and ask a question, because then you're phobic. Even if you don't know, you're phobic. It's sad, isn't it? Okay, let's see if we can get some of this in before the break.
Genital mutilation has been nearly universally condemned. Genital mutilation has been condemned by the WHO, the United Nations Children's Fund, the United Nations Population Fund. According to the WHO, genital mutilation is recognized internationally as a violation of human rights. Genital mutilation is considered particularly egregious because, as the WHO notes, it is nearly always carried out on minors and is a violation of the rights of children.
Okay.
Most genital mutilation is not typically performed by force, but as WHO notes, that by social convention, social norm, the social pressure to conform, to do what others do and have been doing, as well as the need to be accepted socially and the fear of being rejected by the community. American culture is now normalizing the idea that minors can be given hormones to prevent their biological development of their secondary sexual characteristics. Dr. Levine, you have supported both allowing minors to be given hormone blockers to prevent them from going through puberty, as well as surgical destruction of a minor's genitalia. Like surgical mutilation, hormonal interruption of puberty can permanently alter and prevent secondary sexual characteristics. The American College of Pediatricians reports that 80 to 95% of prepubertal children with gender dysphoria will experience resolution by late adolescence if not exposed to medical intervention and social affirmation. Dr. Levine, do you believe that minors are capable of making such a life-changing decision as changing one's sex?
Now, I'm stopping it there, and we'll play it in full on the other side of the break. But here's the deal. Think about what he laid out science fact. He put information on the table from the medical community. He's asking a simple question, and he's called transphobic. How do you deal with that? No, really, seriously, how do you have an open conversation with a group of people when in reality, they're not interested in the conversation? They're interested in simply telling you, this is how it goes, this is how it works, and if you don't deal with it this way, if you're not willing to buy into this, then you're phobic. Transphobic, whatever, phobic. Phobophobic, I don't know. Afraid of being called a phobe. I don't know, I don't even know what to say. Joe was here, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far, because we have a lot coming up after the break.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
How lucky can one guy be? I kiss
her. We are back.
She kissed me.
You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do mean that sincerely. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and on the chat room, or in the chat room, if you would. Having a ball, I hope, having a ball. I am. Anyway, look, we're talking about, you know, some people think that all I'm doing is beating on transgenders. It's not it whatsoever. But I'm tired of being told as a conservative Republican, conservative Christian, that I don't believe in science. I don't hear it. See, they accuse you of doing the same thing that they're doing. They don't adhere to science. At least they don't. Let me put it this way: the science that doesn't agree with them, they don't adhere to. Okay, they'll call you religious fool, zealot, and whatever. You heard it. Jerry Nadler did it today, or yesterday. basically what he said, you know, they don't really care. Congress doesn't really care what God thinks. Congress is not interested in what God, and but the founding fathers cared. And the funny thing about all of that, frankly and honestly, is the fact that you've got our founding fathers specifically saying that the precepts of Christianity were important to them, were important to the country. And now they've done everything they can to push it out. And they have, they've been trying to do it for decades, and we allowed it to happen. So Dr. Rachel Levine, transgender, I never get this right, transgender woman, whatever. When Dr. Rand Paul was questioning biology, simply asking questions about gender mutilation, which is what it's called, not just by the right, and that Dr. Levine believes that you should give hormone blockers to kids and let them decide what they want to be without totally flushing medical science. And here, if it, watch it, but you won't work the first time. And here's Dr. Levine's response.
Well, Senator, thank you for your interest in this question. Transgender medicine is a very complex and nuanced field with robust research and standards of care that have been developed. And if I am fortunate enough to be confirmed as the Assistant Secretary of Health, I will look forward to working with you and your office and coming to your office and discussing the particulars of the standards of care for transgender medicine.
The specific question was about minors. Let's be a little more specific since you evaded the question. Do you support the government intervening to override the parent's consent to give a child puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and or amputation surgery of breasts and genitalia? You have said that you're willing to accelerate the protocols for street kids. I'm alarmed that poor kids with no parents who are homeless and distraught, you would just go through this and allow that to happen to a minor. I would hope that you would have compassion for Kira Bell, who's a 23-year-old girl who was confused with her identity. At 14, she read on the internet about something about transsexuals. She thought, well, maybe that's what I am. She ended up getting these puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones. She had her breasts amputated. But here's what ultimately she says now, and this is a very insightful decision from someone who made a mistake but was led to believe this was a good thing by the medical community. I made a brash decision as a teenager, as a lot of teenagers do, trying to find confidence and happiness, except now the rest of my life will be negatively affected, she said, adding that the medicalized gender transitioning was a very temporary, superficial fix for a very complex identity issue. What I'm alarmed at is that you're not willing to say absolutely minors shouldn't be making decisions to amputate their breast or to amputate their genitalia. For most of our history, we believe that minors don't have full rights and the parents need to be involved. So I'm alarmed that you won't say with certainty that minors should not have the ability to make the decision to take hormones that will affect them for the rest of their life. Will you make a more firm decision on whether or not minors should be involved in these decisions?
Senator, transgender medicine is a very complex and nuanced field, and if confirmed to the position of Assistant Secretary of Health, I would certainly be pleased to come to your office and talk with you and your staff about the standards of care and the complexity of this field.
Let it go into the record that the witness refused to answer the question. The question is a very specific one. Should minors be making these momentous decisions? For most of the history of medicine, we wouldn't let you have a cut sewn up in the ER. But you're willing to let a minor take things that prevent their puberty, and you think they get that back? You give a woman testosterone enough that she grows a beard, you think she's going to go back looking like a woman when you stop the testosterone? You have permanently changed them. Infertility is another problem. None of these drugs have been approved for this. They're all being used off-label. I find it ironic that the left that went nuts over hydroxychloroquine being used possibly for COVID are not alarmed that these hormones are being used off-label. There's no long-term studies. We don't know what happens to them. We do know that there are dozens and dozens of people have been through this who regret that this happened and a permanent change happened to them. And, you know, if you've ever been around children, 14-year-olds can't make this decision. In the gender dysphoria clinic in England, 10% of the kids are between the ages of 3 and 10.
Did you hear that? 3 and 10. 10% of those kids. It's not any different here. There's a clinic in Boston that is pushing this and lying to parents and telling them we can stop the hormone blockers and they'll pick up where they left off if you change your mind. It's not true. It is factually incorrect. It is dishonest. And it's just downright criminal.
We should be outraged that someone's talking to a 3-year-old about changing their sex. I can't vote for you if you can't.
Thank you so much, Senator Paul. Senator Levine, thank you for answering the question. I will turn to Senator Baldwin.
She answered nothing. He answered nothing. The doctor answered nothing and has all the information. Shows you how dishonest this person is being. Has the medical, is a doctor, has the medical knowledge. Knows that the drugs are being used improperly. They've never been tested for this. But it's okay. And Rand Paul was right on. And again, I'm not a hater of his. I'm not an over, you know, a big fan of his. I love the fact that he speaks out, talks about what he believes to be truth. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. For you trolls, if you're going to send me nasties, put science behind it. Yeah, I'm calling you out. Put science behind it. Don't just call me a transphobic. Unless you're going to have science behind it. Show me where I'm wrong. Show me where he's wrong. Really that simple. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden has authorized a military strike, which was carried out in Syria. Pentagon officials say it targeted Iranian-backed fighters. F-15 fighter jets were used in the strike against what officials say are facilities that were used by Iranian-backed militant groups in Syria. It was a response to a previous attack and was designed to deter the kind of rocket attacks that we've seen in the U.S. Green Zone, targeting the U.S. Embassy in Iraq, as well as the attack that left one U.S. contractor dead and five people injured. The Senate parliamentarian has ruled against the Democratic effort to include a minimum wage hike in President Biden's $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package. That finding comes as Democrats prepare for House approval on Friday of the measure, which still includes a $15 minimum wage. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
This shit, that ice cold, Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpiece. Styling, violent, living it up in the city. Got Chuck's on with Saint Laurent, gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty.
We are back. So listen to the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Right? And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. Again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. So I want to hit this a little bit more, okay? Because I know people are going to write about it, they're going to write me about it, and all this other stuff. You know, we've become such a country of feel-goods, okay? We don't want to hurt anybody else's feelings, we want everybody to feel good, we don't want everybody to feel bad about themselves, blah, 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 blah. Well, you know what? When you fail, you feel bad, right? When you go do something that you think you're going to be able to accomplish, you feel bad when it doesn't happen. But you work through it. You know, it's really funny how they're all worried about suicide rates and where kids' heads are at and everything else. But God bless these young ladies and the young girls and their moms and their dads who beat their brains out, getting up early on weekends, you know, Saturdays and Sundays, and getting their girls to, whether it's track practice or gym practice or ice skate, whatever it is that they had their heart set on doing. Okay? And they go, and now all of a sudden somebody says, well, this person, this male-bodied, right, decides that they want to be, now they're going to be in track, right? They're going to be in female wrestling, whatever it is. And these girls are getting obliterated. They've done this all their life. They've worked for this all their lives. All of a sudden, scholarships are taken away from them. Why? Because somebody who was born a male decides that they're a female and then gets involved in sports. And they can't compete. It's a known fact. It's scientific. It's statistical. It's a reality. But they want you to believe them because they said so. Right? That simple. Remember when Professor Ford said that she was raped by Kavanaugh, we had to believe her because she was a girl and she said so. Joe B's attackers, now, I mean, the ones that Joe B attacked, his victims, now we weren't inclined to believe them at all. So again, get a medical doctor, and I will get a medical doctor on to talk about this. I haven't got around to it yet. You cannot block hormones. It's God's way of making sure you have all the chemicals that have to come together, have to develop, come together, mix together to make your body strong. That all happens as you move through puberty. So why would you stop? Even if you believe in Mother Nature, what is it, a mistake? You know, I listened to some of Dr. Levine's speech on frankly, if Dr. Levine had it the way they want it, then what would happen was you'd give all kids hormone blockers till they decided what they wanted to be. That's what Dr. Levine is pushing. Right? Dr. Levine says when you're born, basically the baby doctor decides what sex you are, what gender you are. That's funny. I would think an uneducated, I don't know, pick something, ditch digger. No insult to the ditch diggers. Could tell what you were when you were born. It's not a decision. They're not deciding that you're male or female. They're going by science. That thing you keep complaining that we don't go by. That one. You know, and the amount of damage this has done to young people. You heard the one example that Rand Paul gave. There are hundreds and hundreds of them where people were pressured by people around them, young people. New study has found that transgender youth with access to puberty blockers have declined in chances of suicide. I'd like to see that report, number one. Who did it? Who they asked? Who was around those people? I'll do the same thing with Rand Paul's study that he said he had in his hand. Although I've seen that one a million times. The American Pediatric Association, the American Medical Mental Association, whatever it is, Psychological Association, they've all said the same thing. They refuse to stop calling it gender dysphoria because it is. And it's funny because Dr. Levine makes mention of, you know, chromosome issues. Well, male and female chromosomes are very easy to see. They're not damaged. If I feel like a female, I have male chromosomes. There's no damage there. There's no miscoding. The miscoding is because you think, just because you think you are doesn't mean you are. I can think that I'm 7'2" all I want to. I'm not. Right? I mean, we have become such a whack society in some areas that we have law schools that won't teach about rape anymore. Because it's too hard on the kids. It's too distasteful of a subject. What if you have to defend it? What if you have to defend somebody against rape? You know, like a Kavanaugh who didn't do it. Right? And again, I'm going to go back to say, they care so much about mental health, they have done very little to get these kids back in school. And Levine has spoken publicly about supporting the medical transition of minors without parental permission. Matter of fact, against anything a parent would want to say. And there's history there. Levine was the physician general for the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Right? And a professor of pediatrics and psychiatry at Penn State. Think of all the minds that she ruined. Think of all the minds that Dr. Levine mangled. And all Dr. Levine spoke about in most of her teachings were patients, young patients, who always felt female. The minor was directed to counseling, one in particular, given hormones and transition. Likewise, another patient. Where's the other ones? Where's the ones that it didn't work for? Where's the ones that were still miserable, that were still, depressed, suicidal? They never talk about those, do they? Right? Most surgical treatments start at 18. You know, we hear over and over and over again how immature, especially males, are at that age. Their brains still haven't fully developed. This is science. So if this is science, why are we allowing them at 7, 9, 12, 14, 16, 18 to start cutting up on their bodies? Right? The transition, Biden-Harris transition team, boasted in a press release they'd be the first openly transgender Senate-confirmed federal official if nominated successfully. Well, okay. So that's what we're doing now, right? Now what we're doing is we're hiring people or nominating people based on color, race, sexual orientation. That's how we're that's how we're doing it, huh? Now, in another move that somebody else is getting a lot of trouble for right now, Dr. Levine also authorized Pennsylvania, and it became one of the few states, to force nursing homes to accept COVID-19 positive residents, or they faced disciplinary and financial action. As a result, over 70% of Pennsylvania's COVID-19 deaths occurred in long-term care facilities. Gee, I wonder how that happened. You know, I joke, and it's not really a joke, but I joke about the fact that where was this in the 70s when I was in high school? Man, every time I got caught in a girl's locker, I got thrown out. There's no way around it. It would have been great to say, I feel like a girl today. Then they couldn't have touched me, couldn't have said a word. My mother requests, and my sister and I, as her children complied, to move her to another location during the COVID-19 outbreak. This is according to Levine. So, his mother got moved out. Wow. Well, you know what? The Twilight Zone ain't got nothing on this. Joe Bettini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the health stocks boom in the U.S. markets. With the pandemic affecting virtually every aspect of American life, people are ready to get past the crisis and get on with living. We've identified a company that could scale up widespread rapid testing and get our economy back on track sooner rather than later. And we want to introduce you to this groundbreaking company with your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 485. To get info on this undervalued rapid testing technology that can deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. Demand for testing devices could outstrip supply for the foreseeable future. Text the word test to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542. Text test to 48542.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Truth. We are back.
I'm back anyway.
Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure. I always appreciate the time you spent with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of it. I'm laughing because Hasbro has said Mr. Potato Head is gone. Well, kind of, sort of, but they've given in. And now, check this out. There's two reasons. This is great. There's two reasons here why they're doing away with the now, they say now they are going to sell Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head, but then they're going to sell a gender-neutral version, which, frankly, I already thought there was. I mean, seriously. Has anybody seen anything that would make you believe that you would know the difference between a male and female potato head? You know what I'm saying? Nothing, right? Me neither. So they're looking at, replacing Mr. and Mrs. Not replacing, but adding a gender-neutral toy. A lot of people are really excited. You know, so because they're adding to and they're not taking away from. I don't get it. I just don't get it. So they're still going to have the same boxes, right? The same kind of look. Only they're just going to say Potato Head on them. That's it. Over the years, Hasbro has rebranded and altered a number of its toys while taking heat for others. Allegations that the toys were encouraging bad messages in August. The company pulled its then newly released Trolls World, Tor Giggle and Sing Poppy, whatever the heck that is, after a wave of online criticism accusing the company of encouraging sexual exploitation of children. Really? Okay. Now, CNN reported that Hasbro pulled the toy after a petition circulated online accused the toy maker of placing a button that makes the toy talk in a private area of the skirt. And, you know, sometimes I think the engineers are just idiots. They can't figure it out, right? DreamWorks Troll World Tor Giggle and Sing Poppy has a button on her stomach that, when pressed, will prompt the doll to sing and say phrases like, "How about a hug?" That's creepy. Sorry, but it was. Photos and videos posted online that show a second button located between the doll's legs. That, when pressed, will cause the doll to make sounds such as wee and oh and oof. Anyway, in December 2019, the company came under fire for its Nerf brand toy guns. Activists and critics demanded that the toy maker pull the assault-style toy right away. Right? Yeah, I know, because I can tell you that because little toy cap guns that I had as a kid, the fake rifles I made from leftover, you know, broom handles, caused me later on in life to want to go out and kill people. Really, it was just terrible. I had to go through so much mental anguish over it. It's what you teach your kids. It's not the toy gun they have in your hand. That doesn't make them want to commit violence. It's what you teach your children. They went on to say, when they were watching the toy commercials around the holidays, the Nerf Ultra One and other extreme Nerf machine guns for children are reminded of mass shootings. Right. Because that's the first thing kids think of when they get hit with a Nerf gun. Right? That's just crazy. Saturday Night Live did a parody of this stuff on the guns and what have you. Except that, was it funny, they said. This is a letter from the Empire State Consumer Project. It's a matter of being very vulnerable. Consumer groups, children buy what they see. We're not sure what drives the market, what drives demand, or would even allow, you know, think that they could put out an assault weapon that was good for children. Yeah. Again, this is just lunacy. That thinks because you have a toy gun, it's going to turn you into a mass shooter later on. No. Look at what all these mass shooters had in common. Start dealing with the science of the issue. How about that? Right? In September 2019, Hasbro unveiled a new version of its classic board game, Monopoly. Why? It gives female players an advantage by paying them $40 more for pass and go. Yeah, because women, they're unable. They're not smart enough. They don't have the chops to make it work, to get the right job, to get the right money, to beat the guys at the game. So we're gonna pad them by giving them an extra $40. Because you're just too dumb to do it on your own. Right? Think about it. The new game called Miss Monopoly is supposed to be an effort to draw attention to the so-called gender wage gap. Well, that's smart. Right? That'll work. I'm sure they were flying off the shelves, weren't they? They actually worked the board to be more women-friendly, more female-friendly, actually, as they put it. Although, see, this is what I'm saying. The left has to make up its mind. Are there genders? Aren't there genders? I don't even know how to put it sometimes because I don't know which one of that group, which faction of the lefty loons I'm talking to. Right? Not only does it include bumping the pay of female players, you make it all the way around the board. Oh my, they made it all the way around the board. Right? Because the theory is that women make only, 70 cents for every dollar that men make. This has been debunked a million times over. Right? I'm sorry, I keep saying right a lot lately. Because it's going through my mind, this is right, right? I mean, I'm not speaking out of the side of my mouth. This is right. And it does get crazy after a while. Because you and I both know, we all know, this is wrong. This line of thinking is wrong. And then now, Joey B is even being questioned by his own club. Democrats are realizing Joe Biden may not be really right to be president. They're not realizing it. They've known this for a long time. It seems that Democrats... See, here's the thing. Think about the whole pack, the whole group of people that ran. These are the only two that the deep state could probably totally control. Kamala Harris at 0% popularity. 0%. I mean, she came in dead last. The Democrats, the best they had was a loser and somebody moving into dementia land. That was the best they had to offer. And now, like drones, like Borg drones, are all running around going, you know, he's great, he's wonderful, he's great. The media, he's great, he's wonderful, he's great. What a great president. He's unifying the country. Unifying nothing. He's not even unifying from within his own country. Think about it. His own group. The far left are mad at him. And the Democrats have finally realized, and what we all knew all along, Joe Biden's not capable of being a president, at least not fully. Now, Democrats asked Joe Biden to give up his authority to launch nuclear weapon attacks as president. The letter to the president was authored by Representative Jimmy Panetta, a Democrat out of California. It's been signed by dozens and dozens of other Democrats. The letter, they argue that there have been past concerns about a president's judgment, and it should require approval of more than one person to launch the nuclear attack. Well, what are you going to do? You're going to do Joe and, let me see, Kamala? Are we for real? Maybe what you do is you get the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Well, maybe they might be dangerous, too. But you get enough people in the room to say, look, we have to make sure that he's coherent and function and firing all cylinders before he gives the code to launch. Now, what Panetta is saying, no one person should have the ability. So if they do this to Joe, they want to do it to future presidents. I don't think that's right. We don't need to defend ourselves by dictate, by you know, consensus, if you would. Really, seriously, I want you to think that through. Do you really want a bunch of those boneheads in the room trying to decide whether it's okay to launch the nukes in the middle of an attack? The mention was obviously a reference also to former President Donald Trump. Democrats wanted to have his nuclear launch ability removed. See, they keep forgetting that there's an executive branch the power was given to for a reason. They want all the power. Congress thinks they have a right to do. And the funny thing about it is, when they can't put something through, when they can't get something passed, or they don't want to take the heat, they allow the executive orders of Joey B to happen. That way, they don't have to deal with them. Democrats would love for the president to be forced to get approval from multiple people. All ones that were in line of succession for president. But think about it. It would include Kamala Harris and Nancy. You really think about the three people that would make this decision. Come on. Did you just get that little chill down your spine? Because I did. Really, think about it. All right, people, listen, thanks for being with me. I always appreciate your time with me. Thanks for the comments you make, the great emails that you're sending, you being involved and engaged with others on the site, therealside.com. There's a live chat room going on there along with the live show. You can always pick up, you know, there's all the information on how to get the podcast. People always ask me, is there a podcast? Yes, there is a podcast. All right, the video and audio files are saved, kept. I don't know what you call a video cast, vlog, whatever. But there's always a way to pick up a past show, a classic show. Joe Messina, your host, listen to The Rail Side. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.